Hi, everybody. Welcome to Wake Up to Spirit. It is Thursday morning. My name is Celeste Elliott, and I am your host. I'm here every Thursday at 10 a.m., at least for another couple weeks, and then I am, in theory, going on hiatus for the summer. And I am broadcasting live from my little office, my reading room, in Lilydale, New York, in Lilydale Assembly, which is a spiritualist community about an hour south of Buffalo and an hour from Erie, Pennsylvania. So if you're thinking New York, don't think the city, think, you know, towards the Great Lakes and Niagara Falls instead. And first things first, because everybody's been asking me about news from Lilydale, what's going on, are you opening this summer, all that good stuff, and yes, in fact, we are. We are going to have as close to a normal summer as we can muster. Given the COVID situation, we're trying to take precautions so that our residents and our guests are safe, and, you know, well, we'll see what we can do anyway. So that means that the gate hours of operation for people not staying on the grounds are 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And we are moving all of our classes between now and September 4th online. After September 4th is, we're going to try to go back to in-person, but we're, of course, everything is flexible given given the pandemic. You know, there's some things that are just totally out of our control, so we'll do our best. Let's see, what else? July 4th, we are having a special day to honor the veterans. Everything is veteran themed, and veterans get in free with some sort of identification for that. So if you bring your VA ID card or something along those lines, we just want the opportunity to thank you for your service. So that's how we're going to do it. And of course, active military gets in free every day. So no problem there. If you are coming, we are, you know, during season, we're going to ask you about the standard health question. You know, if you're healthy, if you've been exposed, do you have a fever, that sort of thing. And we will ask that you wear a mask while you're on the grounds. So sorry about that. I know for me, my face is getting very irritated from these things, but, you know, if it means, protecting my neighbors and my neighbors protecting me, thank you very much for that. We are having two outdoor message services every day, 7 days a week, at 1 o'clock and at 4 o'clock. Normally 4 o'clock would be at Forest Temple in years past. That's been the tradition. However, we can't socially distance at Forest Temple. So, we are having that at Inspiration Stump instead. You can buy your gate passes online in advance this year, which is exciting. So you can buy your 2-day pass, your 3-day pass, your 5-day pass, your 1-day pass, and you can put in the dates for that now, which is very exciting. So that's new. And, you know, lots of exciting things still. Some of our classes are now going to be in the fall instead of over the summer, so that presenters can come in person, so that we can, you know, kind of keep the ball going with nice weather, that sort of thing. And we hope that at one time or another, you'll be able to come out and join us. I know the first weekend in October, there is supposed to be a astrology conference, the TAG conference. So if you're into astrology, you can look at that. That is not through us, but it is hosted on our grounds. So you'll want to Google that. For a lot of you folks who will not be able to make it to Lilydale, we are offering, by the way, we will have our 2:30 service every day in the auditorium live. We will be broadcasting the lecture portion of that. And so that way, if you can't make it, because we do understand, we will we'll reach out to you that way. Also, our 8:30 a.m. Daily meditation will be online. So that's exciting. You know, how could you resist an opportunity to rise and meditate with people from all over? I find that group meditation, I like to meditate by myself most days. You know, I find a group meditation is very healing and very powerful. We are doing drumming on the beach on Friday nights, so that is still a go. You know, so there's always something to do in Lilydale, even if you come and just sit by the water, do the trails, that sort of thing. You know, so we hope that you will come and take advantage of that. Let's see, the healing service will be broadcast online, and you will be able to, for the people who have asked me, sent me messages, you will be able to get the healing shawl from the online bookstore, the prayer book from the online bookstore, if that was something you enjoyed in years past or didn't get a chance last time you were here. Our bookstore will be open as well this summer. The Pagoda building, which was Monica's Delights, is going to be an ice cream shop this summer. And that is breaking news. You heard it here first. So you can go down and get a scoop and enjoy yourself. You know, several of the little shops and one of the other restaurants will be open. Hopefully the other two, but I'm still waiting on news from that. So I will announce it when I find out. Okay, so down to the good stuff, because I think that will probably have answered all of your questions. For those of you who are unaware, this show is not actually live today. I am recording it on Wednesday evening because I have lots of stuff going on right now, trying to help get us ready for the summer season. And Thursdays got a little overscheduled this week, so I do my best, but I will be checking in for the Facebook questions on my page and the Lilydale page, and I will try to get back to you in the afternoon. Okay, so today I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the concept of grace. Philosophical grace, I should say, and also, you know, the pioneering spirit, because those are two things that I think really go hand in hand, but are not talked about enough in that way. We'll see if you all agree, of course, but I wanted to read from you from Yogananda's book, The Essence of Self-Realization. God's grace flows into us. The more we open ourselves to Him, it doesn't come to us from outside. It is the operation from within of our own highest reality. Grace comes the more we live in soul consciousness and the less we live centered in the ego. Now, the ego is not in and of itself a bad thing. You know, I hear the acronyms about, oh, it means edging God out, and it's this and it's that, and it's, you know, we are physical while we are spending time on this plane of existence. And we have to honor that. And what that means, you know, we have to experience the ourselves as individuals, and what are our boundaries, and how are we, if we don't know what our boundaries are, because in a lot of definitions, grace, the essence of God from within, that thing that animates our soul, that that keeps us going from the beginning of time through the end, if there is such a thing. So, you know, I tend to think of that more as like a loop, right? So, and no boundaries. And you know, what does that mean though on our spiritual journey? A lot of people talk about grace. You know, there's a wonderful gentleman here, a healer by the name of Tom Kratzley, that is my neighbor. And he is often quoted around these parts as with his definition of grace being that it renders all mistakes temporary. And really that's very, very true, because it is that part of us, that selfless part of us, that influence of creator energy that helps us to keep going. Because if every time we made a mistake, we screwed up, or we had to face something really, really, really hard, and we just couldn't get to that place of doing the right thing because we were afraid for our survival, or we were afraid for, you know, our position, or, you know, whatever that was, the fear of the ego. I actually think that the example I gave about survival is a terrible example, because nobody really knows what any of us is going to do given that kind of situation, unless we're in it. And sometimes not even then, you know, we just, it unfolds. That being said, grace is what helps to move us through this world, to help our spiritual development. I both love and loathe the term soul growth, because our souls aren't really growing. They're not really developing, because we come from perfection and we go to perfection, and the concept of separation can often get us into a lot of trouble, because we think that we have to somehow perfect ourselves in order to get back there. And it happens to be my belief system that grace is freely given. You know, I really feel though that we can, you know, I made the joke about the acronym for ego and edging God out. We do that sometimes. We forget that we come from that spark of the divinity. We forget that that is intrinsically part of who we are. And it's very, very important that we make room for grace. We do that through meditation, peaceful action, peaceful thoughts, peaceful words, kindness. And that brings me actually to the thought of the pioneering spirit. And when I say pioneering spirit, I actually mean of the philosophy of spiritualism, which believes in an intelligent creator. It believes in a soul. It believes in learning to be in balance and harmony with natural law, that is a part of grace in finding our way. And also, if you couldn't tell, I had to pause there because somebody actually came to knock on my door. So if you heard the knocking, sorry about that. And also it helps us to establish and define what is both our true nature and our value system. Defining one's value system is in fact part of the ego, and it is not a bad thing. It is good to know what you stand for and, you know, what your boundaries are. And to examine and continually examine, what does that mean, and go in depth with it. you know, you can have a conversation with somebody and say to them, so, you know, kind of what is your value system? What is it that you feel is really important in this lifetime? And they may say to you, family is a value for me. And you go, oh my gosh, okay, me too. And they may mean by that the family that they have constructed, the family that is the brotherhood of man. They may mean animals that they have helped to rescue and or raise. They may mean, you know, a whole variety of things. And then, you know, you ask somebody else and they say the same thing, and they they talk to their family of origin or their you know, they're very much a hermit. They talk to people maybe once or twice a year. For them, that's a lot. They do not include these people in their life and their decisions. So, you know, it's a very different kind of outlook. So, you know, there's sort of the category of the value, and then there's the subcategory, because we can only look at things through our own lenses as best we know how, right? And so that's sort of what they talk about with soul potential, soul growth, the individualization, I got it. Sorry. And, you know, how we experience ourselves and how we experience other people. You know, how do we all kind of blend together? And, you know, I'm a firm believer that you can have, just like in mediumship, there has to be chemistry between everybody involved, between the medium and the client, so that how the medium is communicating is understood, accepted, and received by the client, and vice versa in some ways. And also between the medium and the spirit person. And what's so funny, so some of the pioneers of spiritualism going into the late 1800s, 1880s, 1890s, early 1900s, that first couple decades there, there were a lot of, you know, spiritualism was considered pretty liberal, pretty out there, very much stood for the abolition of slavery. In my opinion, and opinion and hindsight are always 2020, right? We didn't quite go far enough to really bring unification on that. There were a lot of things that unfolded with that, you know, we have to look at, and deal with, as, you know, what was going on at that time in the world. And actually there will be a really wonderful speaker coming this summer, who was part of the Lilydale Women's Day event last year, Dr. Margarita Guillory. And if you have the opportunity, I say she's coming, but actually because of COVID, her class is online, and it's on Saturday, August 8th. So if you have any interest in this and sort of spiritualism and inclusivity and consciousness raising, and that sort of thing, this would be a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous event for you to check out. I am not plugging her because I am plugging individual Lilydale classes. I am plugging her because I know her to be incredible scholar, incredible person, incredible teacher. She's a university professor, actually. So, and yes, I'm going to have to tag her in this video now. So. Sorry. but anyway, she won't mind me bragging on her, I'm sure, because she's awesome. So anyway, the pioneering spirit, you know, and this is what I mean about value system. You can define something, you can say something, but unless you're actually putting deeds to words and thoughts and ideas, You're tiptoeing in, but perhaps you need to examine whether you are going far enough. And the thing is, on occasion, while you're in the physical existence, you're gonna screw up. It's inevitable, and it's okay. It is what it is. You need only look back and apologize if possible, and if not, move forward acknowledging that energy and how you grew from it. So that if we share with each other, perhaps we will all understand and get a little better, a little faster. I also want to acknowledge with spiritualism, I had sort of gently, lightly alluded to it being connected with the women's movement. I've talked about that several times on the show. I am a part of the Women's Day event committee here in Lilydale, and I've had opportunity then to come in contact with some really awesome people. Some of the history surrounding that, spiritualists and the suffrage movement, in a lot of ways went hand in hand. So we had in Lilydale, some really big names. We had people like, Susan B. Anthony, we had Dr. Anna Howard Shaw, we had Elizabeth Cady Stanton. Unfortunately, we did not, to our knowledge, have Matilda Gage, Jocelyn Gage. We wish. But we had a lot of really wonderful, wonderful women. This county, Chautauqua County in New York, had a tremendous amount of involvement in the suffrage movement, and the suffrage clubs and the women's equality clubs were well represented whenever there were conventions, national, international, and so that's really awesome and amazing history. And something that if you want to learn more about, we have lots of cool programs going on. But I digress once again, sorry about that. So we were connected and involved with the suffrage movement. We were connected and involved with the abolitionist movement. Those are sources of pride. Both of those movements, given everything that's going on now, we have to look at the lens of, we didn't do enough in the women's movement, we didn't do enough in the abolitionist movement, we didn't do enough in equality and equal rights. Victoria Woodhull, who was the first woman to run for president, was a spiritualist, and she was shockingly liberal even by today's standards for a whole variety of reasons. But, she also championed divorce reform because women did not own themselves at that time. And, if we had only pushed a little harder and a little further and a little faster, and we had included more. And so now, by grace, we have opportunity to do that. And while I try not to get too far into politics on anything, I feel that the golden rule, treat others as you would have them treat you, which is a huge part of the study of natural law and one of the tenets of spiritualism, demands that we do exactly that. Nobody wants to be treated as we treat the people that are disenfranchised anywhere in this world. And I want to read you a quote from one of my favorite philosophers on the subject matter, which is, human progress isn't measured by industry. It's measured by the value you place on a life. An unimportant life, a life without privilege. That's what defines an age. That's what defines a species. And that, of course, is from the great philosopher, Doctor Who, season 10. See, I do have a sense of humor. It's buried in there somewhere, but it's there. Anyway, I know that was a cheap stunt, wasn't it? But yeah, I do love me some Doctor Who, especially season 10. So anyway, the idea that we can put grace, that we can put humility, that we can put the golden rule, that we can put compassion all into action has never been more important. And excluding anyone from the conversation who has, a very, very valid lens is truly a mistake. Leaving anyone out so that we can push ahead, which in so many ways is exactly, unfortunately, what movements in the past have done. They have separated off, they have divided in order to conquer, and instead of lending their hand to their fellow humans, they have just marched forward. And historically, that is very accurate, even with the women's movement. It was split off so that it really disenfranchised people of color, male and female. It took, even though Black men got the vote before women, they really were not allowed to use that for the longest time, just as women were not considered equal. And in some ways, still, we have a ways to go on that. So, I said I wasn't gonna get political and I went there, so sorry. But also not sorry, because it really is a valid measure. How do we treat someone who is the average person? No matter what economic background they come from, no matter what religious background they come from, no matter what race they come from, and there's all kinds of levels of inequality here that that we need to address, because if we all come from the same infinite and divine source and we are all animated by that spark of divinity and we are all assisted through the presence of Creator and of grace, then how can we possibly turn away our fellow man when they are in need? It just doesn't make any sense. So, on that note, I want to take the time to acknowledge and thank and give gratitude to everyone who has, in whatever way they could, contributed their voice to healing and peace and love, and listening and discussing and learning from each other's mistakes. Whether it was something having to do with the viral pandemic, whether it was something having to do with addressing the all of the inequalities in whatever way you could, if it is just turning to your neighbor and saying, I see that you are incredibly stressed out right now, and I want to do whatever I can to help you to stay present in the moment. You are truly doing God's work. And I guess that is all I have to say. on the subject. So how do we make room for grace in these incredible times and these incredible situations? Prayer, meditation, sending out loving thoughts, sending out healing energy, being present for yourself. Compassion has to start from with yourself. Being present and compassionate towards everyone that you come across, even if they are in a terrible mood, because, you know, we are human. And that is not to say that I am suggesting that anybody has to really put up with scary and crazy amounts of terrible behavior. But that is to say, if you are standing in line at Tim Hortons, because I live in Western New York, and, somebody behind you is in a mood and they're in a hurry and they're not as pleasant as they should be pre-coffee, it's how you know that it's a hard world to live in, because somehow one must figure out how to be caffeinated in order to get one's caffeination, right? I'm actually off of coffee right now, but most people know that is my favorite thing in the entire world. Having to do with beverages anyway. So doing the work. All it takes is turning around, and if you have extra time, letting someone cut in line, buying their cup of coffee, just saying, empathizing with them, and helping to pull them sort of out of that energy and out of that mood. Whatever it is that feels appropriate in that moment, okay? And not beating oneself up if you later think, oh, gee, I wish I had thought of this. I wish I had done that. I wish I had been more present. I wish I could have worked on this. The fact of the matter is, we truly believe that even after the body is gone, the soul goes on and has its experiences and works on and with and through people. As part of, the creator's work. And so all you really have is eternity. So why not spend that as much as possible living and rejoicing in that energy of grace? That part of you that has the peace that passes understanding, that is receiving, indulging, and delivering, and moving in and with and through the guidance of the higher power, creator, God, however you understand it. It's all loving energy. So I think that's all I have for my show today. In the next couple of weeks, I have a few hosts that will be coming on. Don't forget to check out the other Lilydale Blog Talk Radio shows. On Mondays, we now have two shows. We have Medium Monday at noon with Sharon Hill. In the evening, we have Spiritual Conversations with Angie and Friends with Angie Apt, and that is at 8 o'clock. On Tuesday evenings at 8, we have Embracing Your Essence with Colleen VanderZijden. Wednesday, we have two shows. We have Wednesdays with Willa in the morning. In the evening, Journey into Light with John White. And then, of course, myself on Thursday mornings, Wake Up to Spirit. And again, my name is Celeste Elliott. And until next time, I am wishing you a good day and good vibes.